American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. But homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Sort of a post-election day, primaries, and especially Ohio and Kansas. Both of those races are too close to call. Right now, Troy Balderson in Ohio has a very, very slim, like 1,700 vote margin over Danny O'Connor. this is for a District 12 House seat in Ohio. That's a very hotly contested one there. But it does look like Troy Balderson will carry the day. And it's kind of an interesting one is that in this particular race, this is one that the president went out and last minute endorsed. He was down by, 20, 30 points, something stupid like that. Troy Balderson came rushing back, basically, it looks like, to claim victory. So it's still a little bit too close to call. No one has called it yet, just to sort of let you know. And also the same with Korbash, who's running for governor in Kansas. That one's also a little bit too close to call. However, there's just a ton of other things going on in terms of all the elections. We're going to get a little bit more detail on that a little bit later on in the show. But I did want to mention these. It does not look like, here's the big news, though, if you want to take a look at all this stuff, is it does not look like there's any even remote sense of having a complete wash over by the blue wave. Does not look like it at all, and which is, of course, exactly what I predicted, that there would not be a blue wave. There might be a puddle, but there is absolutely no... hint that there's going to be this big blue wave that's coming. At least not in this election cycle, and I don't think it's going to happen in 2018 at all. That's just, again, I think that's just a safe bet. People like the president and more people. And remember, tomorrow morning when you wake up, he's still going to be your president. That's for all those liberals out there. And, of course, that's the great quote that Will Johnson is sort of known for. Today, Donald Trump is your president. And tomorrow when you wake up, Donald Trump's still going to be your president. Get over it. Anyway, some other little hints out there, though, about the races is that Ms. Cortez, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, let's get it all right. This is from the American Mirror, and I think this is a really salient to understand. I think this is where we're starting to get into this real rejection of the socialist slash communist agenda, is that the socialist star Ocasio-Cortez strikes out. This is from the American Mirror, and it's by Kyle Olson. So give you that little bit of a feeling here. All endorsed candidates lose Tuesday's primaries. In other words, all the ones that she ran around and was endorsing, well, guess what? There's it's done. It's over. No more. Kaput. None of them panned out for her. It says here in the article, it says Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's record on Tuesday night for her chosen primary candidates was as bare as a Venezuelan supermarket shelf. God. Yes. The socialist pulled off a stunning victory last month in New York and is now attempting to parlay that win into helping other leftists win Democratic primaries. And guess what? Strike one, strike two, strike three, you're out of here. That's really what we're hearing from the umpires out there. I like the way he worded this. The socialist pulled off a stunning victory last month in New York and is now attempting to parlay. I like the way he did that. This guy's good. Kyle Olson. I know a couple of Kyles out there. They listen to the show, by the way. Hi, Kyle. Into helping other leftists win Democratic primaries. Boy, that's just like right out of the playbook of anti-communism. Sounds like to me, Kyle. So good writing there. Anyway, it says here, we've got about 1 week left until a whole slew of selections come across the country. This is one of her tweets from before, it looks like. Oh, there's a sound clip. Let's see if we can bite into this. I'll bite. It doesn't look like it's going to play. I guess they don't like... Oh.
Leave it all on the field in the next 10 days.
Leave it all on the field, she says.
We got to leave it all on the field. We can't say, gee, what is somebody else doing? Gee, I hope it's going well. If you're not on a door, if you're not on a phone, if you're not writing a postcard, it ain't going well. So make it go well.
So make it go
we
well.
We have to take personal responsibility for delivering the change that America wants. Because let's not make a mistake that this is not a pipe dream. The people of Michigan have voted. The people of Michigan want Medicare for all. They want tuition-free public college. They want to get corruption out of our politics. They want lobbyist-free representatives. They have already spoken.
And okay, so
as servant leaders, take that responsibility. We take what people already want, and we advocate and we organize to deliver and make it happen on behalf of our community.
Aha. Well, join the movement, it says. That was her little bit of a campaigning that was going on. That 1 week left, you know, that was last week. So that was last week in Michigan. Didn't work out for her. She says here that she held a whirlwind tour of the U.S. stumping for Abdul Isayed for governor of Michigan. And Fayou Sayed in Michigan's 11th congressional district, Cori Bush in Missouri's 1st district, and is backing congressional candidate Kailuja Ng in Hawaii. El Sayed lost his bid for the Democratic nomination for governor to 51.8% to 30. Ooh, that's nasty. Sayed came in 4th in the 5-way race, capturing only 18%. Cori Bush lost her primary to William Lacey Clay, 56 to 36%. Hawaii's primary election will be held on the 11th, and stay tuned. Okay, we're going to stay tuned for this one to see what happens with that. It looks like that one's probably going to go down. Also, the dragon is going to be slayed on that. So, yes, socialist or Ocasio-Cortez strikes out. You're out of here. One, two, three, you're gone. Three strikes and you're gone. Okay, so the rejection, it looks like, is going to continue. This is my play on this. I believe that the rejection is going to continue for the socialist agenda. And I think that that's very, very appropriate. And I think that people, I mean, seriously, how much can you take of this stuff? You know, the yelling and the screaming and all the TV stuff, you know. You know, one of the things, we're going to talk about this. I was going to actually lay into this morning early, but I'm going to do it now, or actually at the break. We've got a break coming up. I'm going to have that little discussion about freedom of speech and freedom of the press, the First Amendment, because I'm writing it down here. I'm sorry. I have to be a little bit scripted on this one. I don't want to be distracted by some flashing light that comes across my screen saying, talk now, talk now. Anyway, but I want to have this discussion now because I'm a little bit worried about what I'm hearing, you know, both in right and the left, pundits and everybody else, and these stories that they're surfacing, both on the right and the left, that are really, I think, kind of dangerous to the First Amendment. And I'm going to talk about that because I think it's really relevant. We're hearing both sides say the same thing about the press, and that is not a good thing. And what they're saying is very, well, it's not comporting well with the First Amendment. Anyway, stay with us. We want to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And also remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. Donate, donate, donate. Your best option for the future of America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
It's a slam dunk. It's a slam dunk. Anyway, okay, so we have to have a real serious talk now. let's just kind of calm down. Calm down, everybody. The voice of reason, I guess, is what we should be listening to here. And I want to, you know, the First Amendment is really, it's, you got to remember a few things about our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution and Bill of Rights and all that stuff. The freedom documents, they were the first time in human history these kind of documents were put together. Okay? And very, I mean, there were a lot of other documents, of course, that helped to contribute to the in the minds of the founding fathers and so on. But nothing like the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and Bill of Rights has ever, ever, until 1776, come about. You know, it's an epic point in human history. And that's the way it needs to be viewed. And a lot of course, that's all gone by the wayside because the schools and everybody, they just don't teach that sort of thing anymore. And anyway, but I just wanted to bring this up because I think that it's very, very important to understand that we can lose these things if we don't exercise our rights properly, right? And especially in this era of what has been going on, what has been going down. There's a couple of things, as you know. You've probably heard about what's been going on with Alex Jones. You know, they're basically the left is really crushing him. We're talking about Facebook. And all the media, the big digital media outlets or anything to do with digital is taking him out. And, you know, of course, he's got quite a bit of a following on the right, and he's really I guess he's obviously he's been sort of a pillar of taking on the One World Order folks, to say the least. And he's been doing this for a long time, since the mid-90s and so on. And I do have to say that I sort of started my career in being a citizen journalist around 1992, 93, actually, after I went to Europe and visited to research about the collapse of communism. I said, this is something I got to get really into. So citizen journalism, for me, started back then, and with a whole bunch of things relative to the Orange County bankruptcy and so on, which was really scratching at the surface of the globalists as well. And as we've learned later, that that whole thing was a Cloward and Piven strategy by the President of the United States, then Bill Clinton, which is what we sniffed out basically by 1996, 97. We understood what was going on, and we saw the collapse of the California Republican Party and the two-party system morph into a one-party, monoparty system, which is what we have today, which now is what we have in California, a dictatorship. So that's a little bit of my history, but Alex Jones goes back, you know, in a very serious way to the mid-90s also, in early 90s. And he's made quite a career of it, and he's got quite a following, and good for him. And so the attack of everybody and the pushback in the digital environment has happened to him. They took him off of Facebook. They took him off of YouTube. And by the way, we've experienced this. We understand how these actors can play, and they play in unison, by the way. When one does it, the other one does it within minutes. So when they take you down, they take you down. Now, we've had that experience of having Facebook crash us, take us down, and also delisting off of Google. And this is something that is, you know, and of course YouTube, but we were put in YouTube jail for 6 months, couldn't do anything on YouTube because we were reporting about somebody who was breaking the Nuremberg codes and torturing kids for the California Air Resources Board. Mary Nichols and her little group was actually commissioning studies, and these studies that involved the torture of children. No one wants to talk about that, but it involved USC and UCLA and 10 other major universities around the United States. Well, YouTube didn't like that. They said I had threatening content because we reported what was being reported to us, and they took us down. Okay, so we get the feel for that. We understand delisting, demonetization, and all that stuff. But, you know, in the case of Alex Jones, this thing is just really over the top, and it's complete censorship. And, you know, Apple's another player in this, a $1 trillion business now. That's quite large and quite influential. Okay, so basically this is censorship of the First Amendment and freedom of speech and freedom of the press. Those two, those are two of the main elements I'm talking about here. Okay, so now we get on the other side. This has happened. This has absolutely happened. And I am absolutely opposed to this. I think that the people that are in should be in trouble with us should be Apple and should be Google and should be Facebook, Zuckerberg. We are being controlled by really a monopoly of three monopolies all working in unison at one time. And it's quite telling because they are media outlets and they should be viewed as media outlets at this time. I mean, obviously, they've built their careers. They built their industry on working with the media, and they're quite influential, and they know that. And so they control it. They're private businesses, and they're going to do whatever they want to do to control our thoughts and minds. So they're going to delist everybody after people have made their livelihoods and careers engaging in their platforms. And see, that's all part of the problem. So I really object to it most vigorously, obviously, because we're involved in it as well. But, you know, it's just obvious it's something that's stupid. And it should be a violation of our First Amendment rights, and people should be standing up. And we should be taking action such as busting the monopolies and breaking these guys up, just like we did at AT&T back in 1984. And look at what we have today. Look at the cell phone usage that we have. That was really the reason why they broke it all up. And because all these other different competing companies out there, who's benefited but at the world and citizenry as a whole? Communications has never been so sublime as it is today. Now we have this going on with these three monopolies, and I think that this should serve as the springboard to bust up these monopolies. That's just me. Okay, now on the other side, though, and this is why I wanted to have this conversation with everybody. Poll. This is a poll that's out there. 43% of Republicans want to give Trump the power to shut down the media. Okay, it's an article that came out in the Daily Beast. Okay. New poll, 43% of Republicans want to give Trump the power to shut down the media. The enemy of the people talk is working. A plurality of self-identified Republicans say they want Trump to have the power to take bad media outlets out. It says, freedom of the press may be guaranteed in the Constitution, but a plurality of Republicans want to give Trump the authority to close down certain news media outlets, according to a new public opinion survey conducted by Ipsos and provided exclusively to the Daily Beast. The findings present a sobering picture of the Fourth Estate, with respondents showing diminished trust in the media and increased support for punitive measures against its members. They also illustrate the extent to which Trump's anti-press drumbeat has shaped public opinion about the role of the media in covering his administration. All told, 43% of self-identified Republicans say they believe the president should have the authority to close news outlets engaged in bad behavior. Only 36% disagreed with that statement. And when asked if Trump should close down specific outlets, including CNN, The Washington Post, and The New York Times, nearly a quarter of Republicans, 23%, agreed and 49% disagreed. Says Republicans were far more likely to take a negative view of the media, and 48% said of them said they believe the news media is the enemy of the American people, and just 28% disagreed, while nearly four out of every five, 79%, said they believe the mainstream media treats President Trump unfairly. Okay, now some of that stuff I can agree with. In fact, I agree with much of it. But here's the big question, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to give a president the option to shut down news media outlets? That's what we're thinking? See, that's a problem. Think about it. That's a slippery slope. I don't think we want to go down. I don't think we want to go down that censorship of the news media. Let them twist in the wind, and they are. And Donald Trump has a right to say what he's doing. Say it. Criticize him. But to take him out? I don't think so. Let's don't go down that road. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about this Alex Jones and freedom of speech business, and all the things that are going on with it, and why we need to, do away with these companies, such as and bust them up. I mean, they're just too big. They're too influential, and they're really dangerous to our constitutional way of life. They really are. They're a threat to. And this is kind of what happens often, sometimes in our society, is that we have to. We had the Carnegies before, we had all the other, the Rothschilds and so on, and we still do, and they're still very influential. They're sort of like the globalist one world order folks. Of course they are. And now you have a new breed, Apple Computer, Bezos, you know, Amazon. These are mega monsters. $1 trillion worth of net worth in terms of Apple right now. They're very heavily influenced, of course, by China. They definitely want to censor us. They definitely want to take our guns away. I mean, we know about that with a connection to look at what goes on in California. They also, you know, that these are the things that totalitarians think that they can get away with when they have got a lot of money and they've got a platform by which they can operate. And, of course, what they're doing is using our system here, our freedoms, to benefit and ingratiate themselves. At the same time, they want to oppress us because they want to assert their belief system upon us. Talk about that. Just remember Tim Draper and what he tried to do with California and three-state option. Multi-billionaire who says, I'm going to do it my way, and we're going to foist my opinion, my behavior upon everybody else. And, of course, that was roundly rejected by a liberal, a liberal California State Supreme Court. 6-0 unanimous decision against him and his thoughts that way, because it was clearly against the Constitution. And it's just in the face of it, it's right there. And everybody comes out, oh, the people have a right. No, the people, it's not the people have a right. It's somebody did something stupid and the court found against them. But and this is the way it's played. This, but he thinks he can get, okay, so now we have the situation with Alex Jones, where these people think that they can get away with this, as censoring somebody such as an Alex Jones and taking away their platforms. You know, it's kind of like, if I can't pitch, you can't use my ball mentality with these guys. Very immature on their part. But, you know, they're trying to clearly talk about influencing an election. They're trying to clearly, the three of them, Facebook, Google, YouTube, which is Google and YouTube, and, of course, Apple. They've taken them off their platforms. Now, why are they doing that? Because they want to influence the 2018 election. It's real simple why they're doing that. They're the totalitarians with the money, with the clout. And they used our system to get that wealth. They used the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Declaration. They used those freedom documents to get that wealth. And now they want to turn it against us and deny Alex Jones his constitutional rights given to him by God. See the conflict there? I mean, it's pretty obvious. Now, you may like Alex Jones, you may not. You may say he's got hate speech. I don't believe that, quite frankly. I've listened to Alex Jones before. He's rambunctious. He's audacious. He's everything you want to say he is. He's a mouth. And he says what he wants to say. Great. I mean, I run to his defense to say it. Just like I would Al Gore. God, come on. But, you know, he has a right, Al Gore has a right to say, even if he's lying to us, he has a right to say what he wants to say. And, of course, how I detest the guy. But you know what? He has a right to say it, and I'll stand by that. As we should be standing by Alex Jones. Because guess what? If they do it to Alex, they're going to do it to us. You know, there's a report out that we'll have posted up here. We haven't done this. It says, The War on InfoWars is a War on All of Us. It's by Matt Agarist. And this actually comes from, what is it? It comes from, like, getting the Free Thought Project is where the article comes from. And they make some just fabulous points about this is what I'm talking about here, this freedom of speech business and freedom of the press. Remember, all of you have the right to be free to publish anything you want, to say anything you want. You can be your own journalist. This is the beauty of the citizen journalist. And Alex Jones is a citizen journalist. Like him or not, that's how he emerged, as a citizen journalist. How many bloggers are out there as citizen journalists? I'm a citizen journalist. I have citizen journalists who contribute to the show all the time. I'm looking at my Apple iPhone right now. And you know what I've got all over it? This is amazing. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, just since yesterday. Last night, 11 messages from 11 citizen journalists that have come on my iPhone here with different information to me. Now, that's citizen journalism. They're press people for me. They're my correspondents. And they have the freedom to do this. I have the freedom to publish anything I want. You might not like what I want, but I have the freedom to do it because I'm guaranteed that. And Alex Jones does too. He's got those platforms. They put the platforms out there. He's used the platforms. They've gotten wealthy, or they've gotten a lot of income from his and benefit from, financial benefit from his associations with them. Yet they want to censor him for his political beliefs. And that's the whole notion about censorship. I mean, I can understand on some of the, see, this is the hypocrisy of these people, though. Is that you censor somebody for your political belief, but you're still, you've got those videos out there with people being chainsawed and decapitated, dismembered by chainsaws. Those videos on YouTube ran for months and months. I complain. Did they take it down? No. Did they take down the beheadings? No. Even it didn't matter how many times you complained. They left them up. Yet, for somebody's political beliefs, they take them down. Talk about hypocrites. You see, that's the slippery slope of censorship. And that's the slope that these folks are on. And this is the slope that's going to get us all in trouble if we allow it to stand. Now, there's alternatives to all these outlets, and I encourage people to use them, obviously. Get away from these other forms. And I know it's so ubiquitous now with all of them. Will that, in fact, happen? Yes, I think it can over time. But I think we need to be putting people on notice. We're going to other options, and that's the way we should work. But the bigger picture is their influence, money-wise, on everything else in our lives. And they're major rich. They have major money all throughout the world, and they're going to impact our country unless we stop them. And that's what we have to do. We have to put a stop to these folks because they already are dictating to us right now. They are dictating to us right now, and we need to put a stop to it. And we can. Anyway, we're going to run up against the clock right now. We've got a commercial break coming up. We come back, we're going to get more into the election, see if there's anything else going on with the elections out there, getting you some updates on that. It was very, very close with Ohio, and they have several hundred more votes to go, but that's something like 1,700 right now is the lead for the Republican there in Ohio. And Korbash is also in the lead as governor for Kansas. But Ocasio-Cortez didn't pan out for any of her candidates. They all lost. The rejection of socialism is well in tow. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Let's see what we've got here in terms of election results, and we're going to keep you posted on what is really truly going on with the election, and also with Alex Jones. We're going to come back to that, I think, maybe a little bit later on in the show. I just have to, you know, it's in my craw. Obviously, it should be, and it should be in yours. My goodness. All this stuff should be in your craw as well. And if it's not, there's something wrong with you. I'm serious. I'm calling you out on it. I'm serious as a heart attack. I think there's something wrong with you if you can't see that there's something wrong here. You know, it's one of these kind of things. It's a call to action by me to say, look, this is something that we have to do. This is something that we have to stop right now. And, you know, again, these are mighty powerful people, mighty powerful. They're just as bad, and they're the same actors what we're dealing with in terms of the globalists. Obviously, this fits the globalist agenda. So, but the clear thing, I'm telling you, the warning is, you talk about the Russian collusion thing with Trump, right? What a joke. We know it's a joke. We've been calling it a joke. We called it a joke in November of 2016 when they started bringing this crap out. Then November and December and all that stuff. The meetings with Flynn and the Russian ambassador and all that. It's completely a joke. This is the stuff that, this is what gets you in your craw, I guess you can say. Okay, anyway, getting on to what we're seeing from the election, I'm going to go spiffing over here. Trump-backed candidate Balderson claims dramatic victory over Dem rival. And it doesn't think, you know, we can't really say that yet. According to what we saw on the others, it says Trump-backed takes lead, narrow lead against insurgent Dem challenger in Ohio. Let's see if we can get some audio on this right now. And see what we got going on. Anyway, this is something that is, like I said, it says here, buoyed by a dramatic last-minute rally by President Trump, Republican State Senator Troy Balderson appeared to be inching closer to beating back a challenge by insurgent Democrat Danny O'Connor. Danny O'Connor. Danny boy. Here we go.
Well, I'm honored. Very honored.
This is Balderson last night.
For the opportunity to represent the voters of the 12th Congressional District, and who they have bestowed on me.
11 o'clock
I have so
last
many
night,
people
Pacific,
to thank tonight.
Eastern time.
Some behind me right here, my son Joshua, his fiance, Chelsea. He's getting married next April. My girlfriend, Melanie. I want to thank God. More importantly, my mom and dad, who aren't able to hear with us this evening. The thousands and thousands of volunteers that worked this grassroots campaign. Thank you all very, very much for all that you have done. The phone banking, the door knocking, all of it. It's been phenomenal, and it's a great honor for me. I'd like to thank President Trump. Mr. President, coming to town, I'd also like to take the time to thank Vice President Pence for coming in next week. And the big shoes that I'll be filling. I wouldn't have got through a lot without him through this process. Congressman Pat Tiberi.
Okay, but right now, as this was being said last night and even now this morning, this was 11 o'clock Eastern time, so now we're looking at almost 10 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. And this is, of course, his acceptance speech. He's just claiming victory. O'Connor did not do that. He did not claim victory. He came out and said that, no, he's the man. Let's see if we got anything from him. I don't think there is anything going on here. Let's see what this is a little bit later on in this part of it.
Votes. That is a wider margin than we had seen just an hour or so ago. At one point, these two candidates,
this is Ed Henry reporting last night,
Troy Balderson, the Republican, were separated by 155 votes. So a 1,754-vote lead is sort of massive for Troy Balderson right now in the context of how close this race is. And by the way, Shannon, one quick note that hasn't really been noted a lot tonight. The Green Party candidate, Joe Manchin, got, by our tabulation, 1,127 votes. So not enough to tip the balance. But without the Green Party candidate and those votes on the left, the Democratic candidate, O'Connor, would have been even closer. So there might be some frustration on the Democratic side as well when you talk about socialists and others pulling the party to the left. The Green Party candidate ended up making this, kind of more interesting. Without the Green Party candidate, this would have been even tighter, Shannon.
Yeah, and it may have even put it within the mandatory recount margin, which is 0.5. Now, if it's outside of that, a candidate can request
so a you might recount. Have a recount on this. Margin, we don't have all the numbers yet that have come in from Ohio, even this morning. So at least that's what we're hearing. So anyway, this is as we're seeing this right now break out for the Republicans. Oh, this is not the blue wave, of course. This is the red wave, and it's the start of the red wave, even though it's a very, very close race and all that good stuff. You got to remember something in this race. That at one point in time, Balderson was down. I think it was he was sitting at 34% in the polls, and the other guy was like, 50-some percent. Just something outrageous. So in the last week and a half, he's just shot up meteorically, and that was because Trump came out and campaigned for him. That's what everybody's claiming. But anyway, we got to. It's already time. I can't believe it. Where'd that all go? Okay, anyway, stay with us. I want to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, go to agenda21radio.news and donate. Donate to our cause here. Keep us alive and well. And we live off of your donations. So donate. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Race. In fact, many of them were coming up to me saying, why isn't Fox calling it? But the fact is, this race, it's still too close to call. The margin is just 1,700 votes, and several hundred votes still need to be counted. And when Democrat Danny O'Connor came down last night to step in front of the mics, he did not concede.
Can you believe how close this is? We are in a tie ball game. And you made this possible. The grassroots individuals who've been knocking on doors, fighting for the future of our country.
Now, Democrats say the fact that this race is even close is a win for them heading into the midterms. They had the enthusiasm advantage heading into Election Day, and it held in this reliably Republican district. But you can't count out that last-minute surge in support from President Trump for Republican Troy Balderson. Over the last few days, there's been so much speculation, especially from the state's own governor, John Kasich, that the president's support might do more harm than good.
Well, Mr. Kasich, wrong again. Anyway. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. I just wanted to, you know, get Danny Boys there, Danny O'Connor, in his comments. And he didn't concede last night, so it's a very tight race. So we're going to watch and see what happens here this morning. And if it changes, we'll let you know. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and donate. Press that donate button. Also, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We need donations there, too. So you can go to the donate button there on that one, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. Listen, thank you very much for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.